According to President Obama's special envoy to the Middle East, former Senator George Mitchell, conflicts are created by human beings and can also be resolved by human beings. But a trio of experts at the Woodrow Wilson International Center for Scholars in Washington believes time is running out for even the most dedicated human beings to find a peaceful resolution. The Obama administration is working on a new approach to a comprehensive Mideast peace deal, a gradual process in which a step forward by one side, such as a halt to new settlements by Israel, is matched by a step from the other side, such as an Arab move toward normalizing relations with the Jewish state. Aaron Miller, a public policy scholar at the Wilson Center, says even with this fresh approach, Mr. Obama needs to follow a proven tactic that produced agreements in the past.
Any American president, if you're going to succeed in Arab-Israeli negotiations, is going to have to find a way to provide both reassurance to both the Arabs and the Israelis and the Palestinians, as well as during critical moments in the negotiation, bring pressure as well. So it's not just about pressure. It's about reassurance and pressure, incentives and disincentives. Kissinger did it that way, Carter did it that way, Baker did it that way, and if Obama's going to succeed, he's going to have to do it that way as well.
The United States is pursuing what's called the two-state solution, an independent Palestine living in peace next to a secure Israel. But Shai Feldman, director of the Center for Middle East Studies at Brandeis University, says President Obama may have a difficult time reassuring Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu that a Palestinian state will not compromise Israeli security.
The problem that we have is that when people have the concept of state in mind, they think a state has to have an army, it has to have complete control over its airspace, it has to have unhindered control over its exits and entry points, and given Israel's security requirements, the Palestinian sovereignty would have to be compromised. I can easily see a situation where Netanyahu comes here and he says these things, and the president says, I don't see this as necessarily contradicting the principle of two states.
Guy Thalomati agrees that the definition of a state is at the core of the problem, but the former policy advisor to Palestinian President Mahmoud Abbas says leaving the definition vague is a necessary diplomatic strategy.
That's the right position to be in. I think ultimately the two sides will decide what is there. A two-state solution is a solution that is sellable to both publics, and I think in this one the U.S. should take its cue from the players themselves.
The three experts agree that no breakdown in the Middle East peace efforts is imminent, but Shai Feldman warns that failure to move beyond the status quo could have dire consequences.
If there is no progress and there is more and more disappointment and disillusionment and a sense that in reality things are moving in the direction of what is referred to as a one-state solution, then I think that the degree of discontent among Palestinians would probably result in another wave of violence.
That's the same warning given by Jordan's King Abdullah, who is promoting an even broader peace between Israel and all the world's Muslim nations, and who met recently with President Obama to discuss it. The price of failure in the Middle East is well known, and experts say that knowledge is driving the Obama administration's urgent focus on moving the peace process forward. For Mohammed El-Shenawi, I'm Rob Sivak in Washington.